Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Houston and the Georgia Mass Choir.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry.
ladies and gentlemen, Oprah Winfrey.
I want to say to you tonight, divine healing tonight, and I want to say to you tonight, I hope for 2022 you got your seed in the ground. If you got a need, you plant a seed. I'm asking tonight for you to be debt-free, number one. Number two, where the aspiration of God cover you tonight as you go to the next level. For 2022, lots of things going on, but we're talking about divine healing tonight. And I want to thank you, Dr. Gibson. God bless you, Dr. Bob in Houston. God bless you, Dr. Gibson in Las Vegas. God bless you. I got a word for you. Dr. Gibson in Las Vegas. Don't build a new house this year. Wait before you build a new house. I know what I'm talking about. I know you want to do it now, but I'll say wait. Obey the prophet, and you'll come out much better building that new home. God bless you. And the finance is already in place. For that, but hold up, I see something. Tonight, we are talking about divine healing, and I hope, Mary, you got that package. What I want to say to you, down in Arkansas, I see where you had called me earlier. I want to say to you that there's trouble in the land, but the trouble don't last always. It's a song to trouble don't last always. This is the first Saturday in 2022. And I want you to start off knowing that healing is in the atmosphere. Joy is in the atmosphere. The seed that you plant over in Africa, in Rome, over in Kenya, over in Jamaica, that seed don't grow to where you can get what you want. I want to say tonight, divine healing tonight. On Saturday, we have divine healing. St. John chapter 12, verse 32. And I would lift up, if I and I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Let me say it again. St. John, Mary, 12 and 32. If I and I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Somebody help me draw love and happiness in a situation all caught up. For the lives and infection and for the infection and sickness, mental sickness, sickness that you can't get rid of by yourself. You got to have help from the Almighty God. And I want to say that to you tonight. And I want to let you know tonight, this is your season to be blessed. Debt free. If you ain't got the virus, I encourage you to get the shot because there's so much evil going on that you need to get at least two shots. I ain't worried about the booster because I was talking to Dr. Gibson. She's a bishop. You can over-medicate yourself. What that means, you get too much of that in your system so it breaks down your natural immune system to heal. Okay? And I hope... Dr. Gibson will be on tonight. She's in Las Vegas. And if she get on, I'm going to be able to explain that to you. I talked to Dr. Barbara. And Dr. Barbara said, Bishop, I'm 85 years old. And I do herbs and everything. And I ain't taking nothing. I said, you know, old folks are stubborn. But she said, I ain't around nobody. Okay? I don't want you, and I want to say this to you tonight. God did not give us a spirit of fear. The fear come from Satan. Fear come from not being anointed with God. I'm going to read this to you where you might know it. God said, I have not given you the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. So if you're afraid of dying, you ain't got the anointing. We're traveling through unfriendly world. And I want to tell you, you can over-medicate yourself. And I was talking to Dr. Gibson. We were talking about being over-medicated yourself. That means that you take booster after booster. When your body going to kick in to throw this stuff off? Okay? Now, you got a shot. Now you got to take the booster. They're going to come up with, I think there's a lot of money involved. Because they now they said 5 days, or 10 days, 14 days. Use common sense. Let me read this again. I'm going to read this again so maybe you might understand what I'm saying. God said, I didn't say God said, I have not given you the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. Maybe you'll wake up. And then I'm going to give you another scripture and I'm going to leave you scripture alone. God said, all things are possible for those that believe. St. Luke 18:27. We're talking about divine healing tonight. When I talk about divine healing, I'm talking about you. God will heal you. But your body got immune system to heal. It's all cold. To all that. What our ancestors did when there wasn't no doctor. When we had, see, my grandmother was a midwife, and she pulled white babies, black babies, she had babies. I mean, she pulled them out. Okay? And whatever she told them, white women and black women, do they did it. Okay? What I'm saying, back in the day, wasn't no hospital. You was a herbal doctor, you was a root doctor. Out in the woods and get the roots out in the garden and get the roots and fix it up. And we stayed here, black and white. It ain't just black, black and white. Now we got sophisticated now. You don't want to take no shot. Now, when I was coming up, you had to take a measles shot before you get in school. But now we're so intelligent, I don't want to have that shot. That's going to hurt you. The evil spirits is out there, so you need to take a shot. Now, what I'm saying to you, you got people selling them cars. You know, that's against the law. Then you got people just calling. I was in a store to make, everybody broke out the line because the man was coughing. The man didn't have the virus. He just got a cold. Okay? I had my mask on. I wasn't worried. I had my turn time and all that other downside stuff on. So you could walk by me, you smell me a mile. I was dressed up. When they got dressed, I was dressed up for that. And you tell me, I tell you what to dress up with. I was dressed up. When you walk by me, you look again. But I was walking up. We'll leave that alone. Thank you, Tabby. Tonight is divine healing night. Last night I prophesied to you. I got prophecy for 2022. And you need to get these prophecies. And when I send them to you, I'm going to put your personal prophecy in the book. I'm going to write it on the back. This is for you and what's going to happen for you for 2022. Okay? Some of you are going to have death around you. I ain't saying you die, but it's somebody you know or somebody in the family tree. But I'm going to tell you that you got to understand the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. I'm talking about divine healing tonight. When I talk about divine healing, I'm talking about God heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now, I want to say this tonight. This is the first Saturday of 2022, and I want you to start on the good foot. I want you to seed. I want you to send a seed to the seed Abraham to our ministry. Let me see something. I want to go this with you because I feel that debt-free home. I want Dr. Gibson, don't build the house right now. Wait after you come back before you build the house from the ground. And Dr. Barbara, get them people out of your house and take your house back over. And she, you know, some of you say, I'm gonna get the people to come in. I'll just get the name of it. They come in, they rent your house. When they get through, they tear your house up. You're making a little money. So you get back in your house. And this is what I'm saying to you tonight. I got a prophecy for every one of you tonight. You might not want what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to give you a word from God. But now, this is what I want to say to you tonight. There's healing in the atmosphere. There's joy in the atmosphere. There's peace in the atmosphere. And I want to tell you tonight, all is well. I feel very anointed. I feel that the healing is going to take place. Somebody's been having a problem with their neck. I just sent Raphael, the healing angel, to touch it. Somebody's been very afraid of this virus. I'm gonna help you out. You're not going to die. But you got to understand that sometimes your body got to heal itself. Now, I told you, I'm going to get to you again. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, Micah and his angels fought the devil. And Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3, that the tree, the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nation. That's telling us that we got to go back to the earth. We got to go back and deal with that. I don't care how many shots they give you, how many boosters you take. They can boost the boost and root the rooster until you go back to earth, the ground, Mother Earth. Get your plant, get your greens, begin to heal. Your body begin to heal. I gave one lady, and this was a lady, and she said, Bishop, she called me, said, Bishop, you know, I took that urge. You know, my cycle come on, and I thought it was over with. I said, you know, what happened is you being healed. Hello. Divine healing. See, God can heal you, but y'all so modern now, you don't feel God can heal you. I think Sarah was 100 years old or something, was she, Jerry? And, you know, you got to understand. And the seed had dried up, but God reprinted that wound. Oh, y'all don't hear me. God, y'all been getting Viagra, men's been getting Viagra. Women, they got bags of women. It's all a hype. When you live right and you do the right thing, prayer make everything come all right. I know I'm saying divine. I'm talking about divine healing from the rooter to the tutor. Divine healing. Let me say it again. From the rooter to the tutor, divine healing come from God. The divine word come from God. Now, I want to tell you, I do seminars with Seed of Abraham. Divine spiritual ministry. And I want to share with you tonight of the God financial covenant. Let me say it again. God financial covenant. I'm talking about a financial covenant from God will make 22 be what you want. It will make you get the finance that you need. See, the widow woman had two whole cakes. So I'm going to eat it and die. The prophet stopped by and said, now give it to me. She obeyed the prophet because the prophet had the angel with it. She obeyed the prophet. And you know what happened? She fed the whole neighborhood. And I want to tell you tonight, I want you for 2022 to plant a seed in our ministry. And I want to unlock some doors for you. First, I want you to be a supply house. That means that you ain't coming to bother and you ain't coming, you lending your talent, your spirit, okay? Now, God will make you a supply house. I'm locking somebody's key. It's in the atmosphere. Philippians 4:19, God said, I'll make you a supply house. Y'all ain't listening to me tonight. God want to make you a supply house of words, of healing. Dr. Christian, I want you to write the book, and I want you, yes, Dr. Gibson, you need to write the book. Yeah, get my what book? Don't have a what book. Write the book of your life story with your family and how you made it to where you're at now. Put that down. I got to write a book in 2022. Okay, you need to write that. Philippians 4:19, that's the key to unlock the door, Jerry, to what you want. Okay. Tell your wife, slow down. She can't get it all at once because you have to slow down, sir. Like they said, slow her roll down. Thank you, kind spirit. All is well. Sometimes God, I was talking to a man earlier before I came on the air. He said, my wife, Bishop, is in Washington. I'm in Atlanta. I thought, how long y'all been married? So, well, we've been married about 3 months. Y'all ain't going to make it because she's somewhere and you somewhere. And how do y'all get together? She said, we talk on the phone. No, let me tell y'all women something. If you got a husband, he should be right there with you. If you got a wife, they should be right there. Look how much money you got. You living over here across town. He living across town. Y'all got two houses. Now, it's all right to have 2-3 houses, but y'all being together. If your business keep you away from it, so y'all got to find a way. Else you ain't married. Y'all just playing games, playing houses. Thank you, Ken. I'm going to leave that alone. The key, Jabez's prayer. I got Jabez's prayer. I'm going to send it to, I'm going to send that to you, that. But I want to give you the key to unlock for 2022, yeah, the key for 2022. This Saturday night is divine healing night. And since we're talking about divine healing, I want you to be healed body, mind, soul, and spirit. When I give you prophecy, I want you to run from the prophecy. I want you to embrace it and say, this is for me. What do it mean? If you had a dream tonight, hit one. I interpret your dream while I'm talking. If you have a vision, let me tell you, a dream is what you dream at night. A vision is what you see, okay? When you get a vision, let me tell you something. When you get a vision, it's something you see. But a dream is something you lay down and drink in it. And all dreams and visions mean something. Thank you. It's hard to get somebody to interpret them because, you know, these preachers ain't interpreting too much. They interpret a dollar. An airplane, y'all ain't liking me. This is what I was talking about. I was talking about just him. Philippians 4:19, put that down. God want to make you a supply house. I'm talking about divine money, divine healing, divine knowledge. I'm going to tell you some things tonight going into 2022, and ain't nobody else going to say it to you because ain't nobody prophesying to you. I prophesy every night from 9 to 10, and I ain't got no script. What God tell me to tell you, if it's good or bad, I'm going to tell you. Okay? Now, you might not like it. I don't care if you like it or not. I'm putting it out there. Take it, throw it away. Like, you got the Bible. Do you read it? No. If you're drinking, stop drinking. If you're smoking, stop smoking. You don't dope, get off of it. Philippians 4:19 and Philippians 4:13. God said, I can do all things. Okay? Philippians 4:13. Get ready. Now, I want to send these keys to you anyway, if you want it. And then I want you to seek for your miracle. Luke 6:38. Seeking for your miracle. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Mark, this is expect. Got to expect. St. Mark 11:29 and Corinthians 9:8. You got to expect that it's coming. You got to expect that you heal tonight. You got to expect that I'm going to live. I'm not going to die. I'm going to live. You have to expect that and know what God said. Now, let me go here. Right now, the Hebrew boys was in and told them to bow. They said, no, we ain't going to bow. They would not bow. You can't bow to evil. You can't bow to people that don't like you, because God's going to carry you to another level. And you got to embrace what God's going to do for you. When you embrace what God's going to do for you, you're going to be able to help somebody else. You embrace what God got for you and God opened the door for you. You're going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, when God gives you that, you open the door for you. I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. And you say, well, Bishop, I have it bad. You ain't got it bad. God's going to bless you. Let me tell you something. Now, let me say this again. God's financial covenant for 2022. I got it right here before me. And I want to send a spirit of Master Musa to conduct you in the right way of finance, to $1 trillion flow. Matthew 6:33, Hebrews 4:12-14, Psalm 23. God will open that door for you. I just feel that if you keep your fist closed, can't nothing come in. You have to plant a seed. When you put a seed in the ground, when you plant your seed, heaven's going to send a blessing. And you got to know, I got a seed in the ground. What my seed? First, my seed is faith. My seed is what I give for my sister, my brother. When you seed for somebody, you seed, I seed for healing. I seed for knowledge. I seed to finish college. You have to seed for what you want. I believe in reaping. I believe in sowing and reaping. If you sow the seed, you're going to reap the harvest. And the harvest coming from God. And I just want you know, you say, well, I'm going to the store and shop and do them. What have you given God this year? Ain't to my, you just jump up and grab something. You give God, you say, this money I got, I'm holding in my hand. I'm going to plant it because it's going to grow. Where it's coming from, bitch, it's coming from heaven. It's coming from the bowels of the heaven of the angel. Glory, hallelujah. And I want, if you're going to see, let me know that you see, because I want to get this financial covenant to you this year. I don't want to wait till next year. I don't care what situation you're in. I want you to get this in your hand or get it in your eyesight. Once you get it in eyesight, I think I gave it to Bright Star. Bam! She got the building. I was at Bright Star Regis for 7 days. As you went to the bank, the man said, we ain't going to argue with you. Hey, bam, she got the loan, got the money. I want you to know, even a job, a new resume, God, you looking for a job, God might already gave you a different job. You looking for somebody's job. He wants you to create the job where you can hire some folks on your job. Hello, somebody. And I want to tell you, Pearl, take the shot. Because your faith is a little weak. Take the shot. Because you've been worried. You ain't got nothing, just take the shot. You'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? The reason I say that, it's so much evil going on out here. that, you know, I was at the store. They said, show your card. Some people didn't come in the store. They sent somebody in because they didn't have the car. Some people wanted to buy the car. Do the right thing for the right reason to get the right result. I know you Superman, you Superwoman, but sometimes you got to check with God and see what time to go through, because you're living in time of evil. You're living in time where evil demons been released on your family, on you. So if you don't understand that, I'm telling you that tonight. I want to tell you this. In the name of the Almighty God, I do call all good things to me by the power of God and by the will of my ancestors, I say, that I will get the bounty of whatever God got me from the heavenly realm. That's part of that financial covenant that you need for a house, you need for your money, for your new job. Now, I'm going to prophesy a little bit before I hear a little music. 1940, 19, I'm talking to you. And I want you to write this down. I want you to begin writing your book, your story. And I want you to stop and do it. Stop being sad. Write your book. And you got to write. What's wrong? We hold all this stuff in us. I was talking to a guy with a dude. I gave him so much information, he blowed his mind. He said, Bishop, you know all that? I said, yes. Okay. Sometimes I want to tell Dr. Gibson, I want you to write a book about what happened to you in your early life. Okay. It ain't got nothing to do with your husband. It got to do with what God put you, what you, where you went to another level. And I'm going to give you this, Dr. Gibson. Genesis 17 and 5. He already changed your name one time, but he's going to change your name to another. Again, I'm going to prophesy it. Thank you. I want to tell you that. I'm saying, I'm going to prophesy this to you. Sister, Mother Barbara down in Houston, I want you to, your daughter being healed by your hand. And I want you to read Hebrew 4 and 12. And you take over your house back, and because the people started stealing stuff out of your office. And you, God still got work for you to do. Thank you, Candace. And I thank you, you up and you moving. And I'm going to send you this prophecy. Thank you, Candace. Mother Frances, God bless you right there in Algeria. I know you said, Bishop, got something to tell me. Mother Friends, I want you to work on that gumbo that you got, that so many people got healed. Now, let me explain what Mother Friends did. She went back and got a gumbo that her great grandma fit. She got a wash pot. Some of y'all don't know what a wash pot is. And made a wash pot full of gumbo. People started getting it by the bucket. They come to be getting it. And did you know those people, don't tell me what God don't do. They didn't take no shot. They were eating gumbo. And they went and took the test. Hey, everything was clear. And she said, everyone that come and got that gumbo and ate it, like she said, when they went to get tested, everything was cool. Hello. The body will heal itself. Don't over-medicate yourself. Because the prison scared you. Oh, you're going to die. You're going to die anyway. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is kind of like live, man. Woman, live. God Almighty, you walking around scared that you're going to die. If I got it, I'm going to have it. With God Almighty. No, let me leave alone. Thank you, Andrew. Now, I want to tell you, get ready for God to bless you. Now, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to pray before I play the song. In the name of the Almighty God, I pray for finance for you. I want you to see. I want you to open your fist tight. Open your fist, plant that seed, and let heaven give you the harvest. I got a seed. When you plant that seed, can't nobody take it from you. Good God Almighty, get it. I feel it in the atmosphere.
Oh, to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got a seed in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. My seed for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my seed.
To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
This is my seed for grace.
For what else?
For favor. To be what I have known.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is working
together
for my good.
Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, and I want to share this with you. And the evil diseases left them. God brought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Paul did. So the special miracle got to come from you. The faith got to come from you with hankies and aprons. And the evil diseases departed. They were talking about sickness. They're talking about you hold on, saying that you can't get well. All things are possible. God, Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. See, if you know that you done planted good seed, you know you're going to get a harvest. The harvest ain't coming from Bishop. The harvest coming from heaven. Hello. And when it come, can't nobody stop it. I feel it in the atmosphere. I feel it moving right now. 8138, the Spirit said, everything going to work out for you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Tell you, Brother Jerry, that I want you to get ready. Somebody sick around you. This is a man, I guess. I hear the word straighten up and fly right. Don't hold back on you. Tell them you're going to stay this way until you make a wise choice, the healing of their body. Thank you, Kathy. Now, divine healing. I want divine healing to come. And our theme for this year, 2022, divine healing. Now, all you that took the shot, you scared you're going to take, I know a couple people took the booster, they got sick. But they different people. But I want to tell you, don't over-medicate yourself on what you hear on the TV. Take the shot. Take another shot. Get three boosters. If you got God, your body is a healing process, baby. Let your body heal itself to a certain level. Stay away from demons. And, you know, they say 3 days. They say 5 days. You take 10 days. You know, 5 days. They say now 5 days. Some people want to get you back to work. That's all that about. Now, if you got the virus and you got tested, stay at home for 10 days. Bishop telling you 10 days. After 10 days, come on out. 5 days, you'll be all right, but the extra other five ain't going to hurt you because they want you to get them people back to work, sick or no sick. It's all about the money. Look how much money they spending on all this metal and all this stuff. The pharmaceutical company is getting super rich. They ain't said they set no programs up in the community, but they getting all the money. And if your taxpayer, my taxpayer's money, paying that metal to my, it's free, it ain't free. It's coming out of your taxes. Now, pharmaceutical company, then they are, yeah, you're going to need another booster. I say you need another booster too, but I'm making trillions of dollars. I say you need a booster this summer. You need one in 2023, 2024. You know what I'm saying? But you have to monitor yourself and see everybody's body ain't a lot. Everybody's mind ain't a lot. Try the spirit by the spirit and see that. See if that's the right spirit. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to say this to you. This is divine healing night, but I was talking about seeding for your miracle. I'm looking for you to get a house debt-free, pay all your credit bills, and don't go back in debt, stay at the mall where you can get it. And we're going to write Biden and say, what about reparations for black people? The people came from Afghanistan. They gave them food stamps. They gave them somewhere to stay. Gave them a medical car. And some of us, black folks, been all our life. We got to go down and beg for a medical car. And we in them ratting houses. They won't fix up. Hood won't fix them up. But these people come from another country and get everything. So we know black folks put Biden in. And he got to be responsible to help us go to the next level. I say. Let me say it again. Divine healing for 2022. Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. Proverbs 22, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's what you read. That's your prophecy for tonight. Hebrew 4. 12, 14, Proverbs 4, 22, Romans 8, 2, Psalm 112, verse 7, 1 Corinthians 10 and 4, Psalm 91, verse 10, St. Peter 2 and 4, Matthew 6:33, St. John 12:32, Genesis 12:13-17, Revelation 1, chapter 9, Revelation chapter 1, verse 15. Thank you, kind spirit. I want you to do that. I feel the anointing in the atmosphere tonight. I feel a breakthrough. Some of you, you coughing, you're like, oh, I got the virus. Cause you coughing, you ain't got no virus. Get you some cold medicine, fix you some tea, and go sit down, and it'll pass. Your body have the thing to heal itself. Okay? I want you to know that. Get ready for divine healing. God can touch you in a special way. Don't forget. Go to my website, theseedamenyellowsite.com. If you're an apple, wherever you might be, plant that seed for your need. And if you want to write me, post office box 28, go office box 28, 9097, Chicago, Ohio 628. I'm looking for your man. We're getting ready for Dr. King's birthday celebration next at the Hilton. And I got a couple of speakers coming. They're going to do a remote. And I'll tell you more about that Monday. Thank you, Kansas. Don't forget, we come on Sunday from 11 to 12. That's when we come on. I feel a healing in the atmosphere. I feel a breakthrough in the atmosphere tonight. I feel that the atmosphere giving us a breakthrough. Now, I feel a healing in the atmosphere. Father God, we come right now and breaking yokes. and curses. We come to let them see in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God, touch every man, every woman right now. Heal. Deliver. I feel the anointing. Don't you feel it in the atmosphere? Sometimes you can feel like you're depressed, so much of death and destruction. I bound every demon, every devil, every secret tongue with the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Now, I was telling you, I want to tell you that the spirit just brought me this in. Dr. Gibson, I see you working in the ministry too. You got a spiritual gift. So not only your doctor gift, the gift that God gives you to prophesy to people and to help people. So you're going to do that. I see you building a house, but I see you setting up a clinic and where you can heal some people. Thank you, Cassidy. I just see that, okay? And I want to tell you, Regina, thank you. I want you to write this book because it's a story that got to be told in your family and out of your family. And as you write that book, you're going to get a relief. It's like a burden come off of you. Let me see. Thank you, kind spirit. But I feel it. You know what it is? The atmosphere giving you power to overcome negativity. And I want to tell you, I want to say this tonight as I prophesy tonight, because this is the first Saturday of 2022. I want you to get off on the right feet. Look, get off in the right way. I don't know where Sister Scott at. I don't know where Sister Tanya at, but I want to tell her that God's going to give her a business where she's going to be able to teach people what she knows and teach people, because they need that experience. And I want you, Sister Tanya, to set up a curriculum. And that curriculum you set up, put it on tape, you'll sell it all over the country. Thank you. I feel the Holy Ghost in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord. I feel it. Presence of the Lord is at your house. Glory.
The spirit of the Lord.
Almighty, I feel the blessing. Oh, let me pray. Father God, right now. Father God, somebody needs a blessing right now. I feel the presence in that home, in that mixed up mind, the ones in jail, the one that lost loved ones. God, we ask you tonight, right now, well, for divine healing. Bless the husband, the wife, the children. Bless those that will see that 27 people are going to make a seed. And I want you to see that blessing. God Almighty, I can feel the presence of God open up a door from heaven to feed you, almost a door from heaven to bless you. I don't know what's going on. You've been asking, but God's going to do it for you tonight. God says he's going to do it if you just release. If you just release your faith, the job, whatever you need, dry your eyes. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I can feel the presence of the Lord moving right now in your home. I can feel it moving right now. I just, good God Almighty, I feel the presence of the Lord. I felt the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The healing for you, Jane. Healing for you, Roxy. Healing for you, Betty. Healing for you, Jean. Good God, name coming up. Robert, I'm praying for you. Lisa, good God Almighty, I feel the presence of God. Dry your tears. Clean your mind up. The presence of the Lord.
Power, I can't do it. I can't do it.